No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
It doesn't matter what you
think. The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this edition of Break It Down with Brian H. I am your host, Brian H. Waters. Coming to you different this week. Well, I should say the back end of the show, the back end of the week, the second episode of the week. Woo! Woo, 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 woo! That's all I can say right now. You know what? We're going to roll the top rope because that's exactly what I'm going to tell you right now. The whole show is.
Up to the top rope.
It's time for this week's top rope segment of the week.
Top rope this week, ladies and gentlemen, NXT invades SmackDown. So, start from the top, because I mean, there's so many ways, so many things we could talk about just to start off the show. But if you was watching SmackDown, before SmackDown aired, I should say, you may have known that there have been some delays. The fans, fans paid the ticket in Buffalo to see a show, and they wanted to see a show. We knew that all of the talent did not go to Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewel. Crown Jewel took place on Thursday, Halloween. Personally, I wouldn't have did it that way just because, you know, the flights and all that. But that's just me. But anyway, you know, Crown Jewel took place Thursday night in Thursday night their time in Saudi Arabia. We had because of the delays, there were some flight delays. Not everybody made it back. Yeah, you know, some talent did get on a charter plane. I think it was just more so, you know, the executives because, and Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman, you know, and some people standing out right now. But some of the top tier talent and executives made it back to the United States in time. But a lot of the production crew, a lot of the talent, Roman Reigns, you know, The Fiend, these people did not make it back yet. My prayers go out to them before we get to the show. I have to say my prayers go out that, you know, thankfully that if there was a malfunction, you know, they caught it in time because that could have been really tragic. So many people have lost their families. But the show must go on, right? And the fans in Buffalo, New York, were treated to perhaps the greatest SmackDown ever. So, we start off, Brock Lesnar, he quits, more on that later, says he's quitting SmackDown, going to Monday Night Raw. Then, just as he and Paul Heyman were leaving, they took a U-turn and you didn't know why. They said, oh, hurry up, let's go this way. And with Shawn Michaels and Triple H standing there, Brock avoiding confrontation. Paul Heyman avoiding confrontation. Well, Shawn and Triple H, you know, they stood there and they said, all right, cool. But Daniel Bryan would then go to Triple H and he wanted to face him. He wanted to challenge. Instead, he would get Adam Cole and said, fine, it's going to be for the NXT Championship in the main event. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. This week's my homecoming for high school, all class reunion. That's where I was at last night. Not too often I go out on a Friday night, but I said, it's an all class reunion. I'm gonna go check it out, go see some peoples. I catch SmackDown later, whatever. You know, I figured the show was gonna be, I thought it may be kind of lackluster, but I didn't know what they would do. But obviously, that's what DVRs are for. I get home before I get there. My boy Blake from the Three Dope Dudes in the Mic podcast said, are you watching SmackDown? I said, I just got home. But then I saw the alert right before he texted me, Cole versus Bryan, NXT title. I said, oh boy, it's time to turn it on. He said, greatest SmackDown ever. And that's what we're going to get right into. So, they scheduled Nikki Cross versus Bayley for the WWE SmackDown Live Women's Championship. Well, they had a match. It was good, decent. You know, it was what you expect. Typical SmackDown women's match between two talented wrestlers. Just look at the screen, you know. Look at the screen. You look at Sasha, and you see the way she looks at Bayley. It's just so cute. But nonetheless, I had to point that out. Bayley would pick up the win, retaining the SmackDown Live Women's Championship. But then all of a sudden, the Queen of Spades, Shayna Baszler, would come in and attack her. Who saw this coming? Nobody. Nobody. Yes, Baszler would attack Bayley. She would attack Sasha Banks. And that was right there. We knew we was in for a night. Later on, backstage, Sami Zayn was met with Keith Lee and the bro, Matt Riddle. They chased him to the ring, and then they beat him up. Then we had The Miz. He had Miz TV. All of a sudden, Tommaso Ciampa shows up because The Fiend was supposed to be on Miz TV. Uh-uh. Tommaso Ciampa shows up and basically told him, you're everything we hate, you know, everything we hate about people coming and invading the business while we're out there busting our tails, coming up through the indies. Here you come, your reality star. Well, Miz told him, come on now. You know, I've heard it all before. I mean, the guy's main event at WrestleMania. Come on now. But nonetheless, these two, you know, had a good match. Of course, it was Ciampa getting a victory. NXT is making their presence known, folks. Now, you could make the argument that the main roster, the SmackDown roster, was caught off guard. Who knows? But then, Fire and Desire, they were supposed to take on Carmella and Dana Brooke. Now, you know me. I love me some Dana Brooke. So I was excited for this match. Bianca Belair had something to say about that. You know, I messed up the picture. But, yeah, Bianca Belair had something to say about that. And she would attack. She would attack Carmella and Dana Brooke while they were getting ready. Well, that would lead to Mandy Rose. Tegan Knox. And Rhea Ripley take beating them up. So, whew, what a night, you know. That would lead to them having a match, which would ultimately allow Tegan Knox and Rhea Ripley to be victorious. Now, if you've been watching Rhea Ripley, man, you know she is one of the baddest chicks alive in the game. In NXT UK, and ever since then, you know, she's going to be in War Games, but she's the one that I think it will take Shayna Baszler out. But right now we have unfinished business, you know. Because here's what you got to understand. And people may think, I saw something online. Shout out to my boy Antonio Banks. I'll be seeing him later at homecoming. He said, okay, but now you just took the buzz off War Games. I don't think so. You know, I don't think you take the buzz off War Games, because what you did essentially was you sold War Games. Because now people who are on Fox. Remember, Fox is available in way more homes for some people who don't have cable, but they just use an antenna. Now they want to see, who are these people? Then you also have with Fox, NXT is on USA. So people are going to tune in for those who do have cable. All right, now I got to see, what do these guys do on Wednesday night? But they also went out there, and as the real Dwayne Allen says, they took respect and defied adversity. They went out there, they let everybody know who they are, and therefore, we're going to find out. And this is, oh my goodness, you know? So now they just sold a couple extra tickets for War Games, sold some more views, sold some more advertising, but they also now got you wondering, can they really beat the main roster? They don't want to be known as the developmental brand. So moving on, the main event, it was Adam Cole Bebe versus Daniel Bryan. I'm going to tell you a secret. I watched this match twice already. It's already Saturday morning, 8:13 a.m. Eastern time, and I've watched it twice. I watched it when it aired. Like I said, I was just getting home. But then my mother-in-law, who's over the house, and she likes wrestling. I like wrestling. So we was watching SmackDown, so I was catching up. This is the first time, I'll be honest with you folks, this is the first time I've actually watched SmackDown without saying, you know what, I'm going to fast forward this. I watched it the way it's supposed to be watched. And partly is because these are matches I hadn't seen before. When I see the matches, if I see Seth Rollins versus The Fiend, I'm going to skim through it. If it's not live, you know, it just is what it is. But I've watched this. And Adam Cole, Daniel Bryan, 5-star matches, maybe 10 if it was in the Tokyo Dome. You know, so, and these two, they just went out there and beat the crap out of each other. Here you have the young and up and coming, and then you have the veteran. Like, this is a match 3 years ago I wouldn't have thought we would have seen. I mean, to be able to see Daniel Bryan in the ring. You know, I remember when Adam Cole was coming up, and he was making his journey towards the WWE when he was the Ring of Honor television champion. Daniel Bryan was a tag team champion, and then he was a world champion. And then as Adam Cole was becoming the Ring of Honor world champion, Daniel Bryan was kicking off the Yes Movement and the WWE champion. Adam Cole got hurt. Daniel Bryan would get hurt, and when we thought have to retire, Adam Cole made his way, and he climbed through the ranks, got to WWE. By the time he got there, Daniel Bryan was making his way back to the ring, and we were treated with this match on SmackDown. But in the end, it was Adam Cole picking up the win. And man, oh man, you know how the saying goes, we are NXT. They just came in, and Triple H, Adam Cole, Triple H and Shawn Michaels get in the ring, because, I mean, they were ringside, folks. Oh, sorry, I'm just trying to make sure I got some of these photos in the right place. Some of them I thought was in there, and I didn't put them in there. But, I just want to make sure, you know, you see the visuals of this. But, they went out there and just took care of business. And afterwards, let me put that right there. That right, move you, boom, okay. So yeah, in the end, it was all the NXT roster coming out to celebrate, not all of it, but you had Keith Lee, you had Tommaso Ciampa, Leo Rush, Roderick Strong, who else? Bianca Belair, and there's a few others that I can't see, but you had them all come out, and here's the pet peeve. And I was talking to my boy Blake about this, and we both agreed, and I was actually say he said it first, because he said it to me first as I was thinking it. Why did Triple H have to grab the mic? I mean, we understand he's the forefront, but come on, man. Adam Cole just went out there and put in the work. Why not let him talk and let the world, the thousands and the millions of viewers watching on Fox, those who are going to watch it again, who are going to watch it in syndication, why not let Adam Cole have that moment and speak? You look, where's Shawn Michaels? He's in there, but he's not in the forefront. It's the kids' time, but you know Triple H. And the reason why I say that, because what it makes me wonder, right? Stephanie came out and at the beginning of, before the match, and she congratulated Lacey Evans and Natalya on making history. And so now is this tension in the home? Because you just invaded the main roster. And I know, like, and now, mind you, it's kayfabe. I know they have, you know, she has a stake involved, but I don't know. But nonetheless, this is going to be very, very interesting. I can't wait. What's going to happen? Roman, you know, because think about this. NXT showed up on SmackDown while their home was not full, while they were weak, essentially, while they were not at 100%. You know, mentally, they probably want, and folks, go kayfabe with me. Mentally, in the back of their mind, they wonder, where are their friends? Their friends still trapped all the way, millions, thousands of miles away, overseas, across the water. So now, you know, they're going out there to perform, and they're professionals. But then all of a sudden, they're getting caught off guard. And that's the reason why all the NXT superstars won. What's going to happen? But now it's official. At Survivor Series, it's going to be NXT versus Raw and SmackDown. Now, on paper, that shouldn't... That does... that. Like, when you really think about it, that's like, okay, so you're going to have Alabama, for the college football fans, you're going to have Alabama taking on the Dolphins and the Jets. That's what that looks like on paper. But to the casual wrestler fan, now to the diehard wrestler fan, it's an even matchup, right? But to the casual wrestling fan, that's like the Kentucky basketball team coming in to take on the Sacramento Kings and the Phoenix Suns from a few years ago. So we'll see. But let's move on. We're going on to Crown Jewel. Man, we opened up the show with Brock Lesnar. Y'all know how he does. But he don't, you know. He opened up the show against Cain Velasquez. Quick match, you know, long enough for it to be on Twitter. As a matter of fact, they showed the whole match on SmackDown in the beginning of the promo. But Lesnar would go ahead, take care of business, get the Kimura lock, and cause Cain Velasquez to submit. But then Lesnar just wasn't going to let go. And then suddenly here comes Rey Mysterio, and he beats him up, pounds him with the chair shot after chair shot, until, you know, Brock was able to get out of there. And then that's when he opened up SmackDown saying he quits. He quits. He's leaving SmackDown to go take care of Rey Mysterio on Raw. So we all saying, oh boy, why are they taking the WWE Championship on to Raw? And because they're bringing the Universal Championship on to SmackDown. But, you know, let's move on. What do you mean the Universal Championship's coming to SmackDown? The Fiend, folks. Bray Wyatt, Seth Rollins, main event of Crown Jewel for the WWE Universal Championship. Now, you may remember, the Fiend was drafted to SmackDown. Seth Rollins was drafted to Raw. Most of us thought, all right, Seth Rollins, some of us, you know, Seth Rollins is going to win this match. No way. You know, they're not taking the title. Brock's on SmackDown because Fox wants Brock. All that other stuff, you know. But they went out there, and when the explosion happened, you just knew, okay, boom, it's over. That's where the Fiend loses. Because remember, this match could not stop due to anything. But the Fiend recovered, hit Sister Abigail, and ladies and gentlemen, he is your new WWE Universal Champion. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. This was going to lead the show. This was going to be it. This was going to be, as they say, this was going to be in the A block. But, man, after SmackDown happened, I had to change it. I was sitting there Thursday when this happened, and I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. And you know, a lot of people out there complained about Crown Jewel. You know, whatever reason, that's fine. Me, I don't have time to complain. I told y'all before, I'm not going to be one of those podcasters, those talk show hosts who's going to come on here and whine about a product because, quite frankly, you know, I'm not in there. I'm not writing. I don't have time to do that. I enjoy wrestling, and when I don't like it or I don't like something going on, I might have a angry rant, whatever. I have a few tapped outs, but when it gets to a point where I don't like the whole show, that's when I step back. Ain't no point, you know, y'all don't want to hear me complain. Let's just talk wrestling. Look, you got enough podcasters out there who want to do that or who feel like that's what they do. That's what they need to do to get their rocks off. You got better things to do. And with that being said, I have a positive outlook. The Fiend is the WWE Universal Champion. The title is coming to SmackDown. Will they change it? Will it become blue? You know, I was talking to my boy Carlos. Shout out to Carlos. Both of us, Baltimore City College grads. Carlos, class 2001, or class 2004. Baltimore City College is one of the most prestigious high schools in the world, which I'm, you know, could be set to get out here soon and go to the homecoming. But he said, you know, will they change it blue? That'll be interesting. So, but I'm excited. We got a new champ, folks. And when you get a chance to get a new champ, it's fun. It's the greatest thing. So, you know, like I said, history was made. We saw Natalya and Lacey Evans go out there. Now, this wasn't about storyline. This wasn't about, oh, I can't stand her. And most people may think, why couldn't it have been any of the four horsewomen? You don't do this match in Crown Jewel. Here's why. You have a story between Becky Lynch and Charlotte. They haven't made amends, right? Everybody Becky Lynch is going against, she has an issue. Because at the end of the day, she felt like she was cast aside. She was pushed down. She has no friends. You have a story with Bayley. Same thing. Sasha Banks coming back. Sasha's not being friends with nobody. Charlotte feels like she's genetically superior to everybody. Now, if anything, you may have done this match with Charlotte and Natalya only because you did it in NXT. But then again, what did I just say? You did it in NXT. You did have Lacey Evans and Natalya recently have a long feud and then they made up. But the reason why this match is okay, because you look at Natalya, the veteran. That's who you want to make history. You look at Lacey Evans, she's up and coming, but she's also a military vet, you know, dedicated to this country. And for what she does, for what she stands for as a mother who can go out there and be a mother through the week and still go kick tail in the ring, that's why she's in this match, folks. And that's why this made so much sense. And Natalya was victorious. She'll go down as the first woman to win a match. They were both the first women to wrestle, but she'll be the first woman to win a match in Saudi Arabia. That doesn't happen every day. So, shout out to her, man. I thought that was great. Match of the night at Crown Jewel. Mansoor versus Cesaro. I can't talk enough about that match. So I'm not even going to try to do it justice. I will say, go out there. Go out of your way. Find some time to sit down and watch it. I promise you'll enjoy it. I mean, it was just phenomenal, you know. And then, you know what I thought was going to be the main event? Hogan versus Flair. No, Team Hogan versus Team Flair. Because that's what it was. They wanted Hogan versus Flair. You best to believe. Oh, they wanted Hogan versus Flair. Why not, right? I mean, shoot, if I had that type of money and I could make my dream matches, I probably would. I ain't going to lie to you, folks. I mean, I'm that much of a wrestler fan. You know, Hulk Hogan says, I'm a mark, man. I'm a biggest mark in this business. You know, that's a word that's frowned upon. But whatever. We're all marks. Whether you want to admit it or not. But you had, you know, the personal things going on with Rusev and Bobby Lashley. And then, you know, you had your Randy Orton, your Roman Reigns. In the end, it was Roman Reigns hitting the spear on Randy Orton, which was great. You know, star for star, taking out the best. And Roman Reigns was victorious for Team Hogan. So, man, like I said, just all around great night in Crown Jewel. How can I forget? best in the world, the best tag team in the world. 9 teams showed up, but it was only one, and that was the OC, folks. The OC crowned as the best in the world, and it made sense. Why not? You know, these guys have been going out there, putting in the time, putting in the effort, and I know a lot of people like, what's that other team? The War Raiders. But this is good because now we got a feud set up. They're the best tag team in the world, so now they want a title shot. And that's going to be good. That's going to be real good. And Tyson Fury and Braun Strowman, to me, perfect ending. You know, Braun Strowman, Gary getting the ring. Tyson Fury, he's got a deadly punch or two. Knocks him out cold. And for the 10 count, but then, you know, Braun wouldn't take that lightly as he would go back in there and beat him up and attack him. So I'm interested to see Tyson Fury make that transition. I don't watch that much boxing like a lot of you do, but I'm definitely interested to see this. I think it's going to be really good. So now, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I was going to do a round the net. I'm just too much on a wrestling high, to be honest with you, to be talking about the negative stuff. Go out there, though, and check out what Joey Mercury and what's going on with him and ROH and Jim Cornette. You know, it's just you can follow the Wrestling Realm on Twitter. As you know, we talk about that stuff. But ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it up. Make sure you check out my interview with Amber Rodriguez I just did this past week. And make sure you also check out this, upcoming, I'll be doing a show next week as well. Like I said, I know the shows will come a little bit early. It's just so much I got going on. So I shout out to my sister's best friend and my longtime close friend, Quinn Allen, getting married this weekend. So I'll be at the wedding, usually probably around the time I'll be recording the show. I got the City Poly game. Today is my best friend Trika's birthday. So, be celebrating with her too. So it's just a lot going on. So I was like, I got to find time to get this in because this is too good. It's too good. You know, I do this show because I enjoy wrestling. The bottom line, I enjoy it. I enjoy talking about it. I enjoy sharing my thoughts with the world. So I said, you know what? Let me just go ahead, do a quick show. I got up 7:30 this morning to prep everything. And, you know, I'm going to get ready to wrap this up. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me on this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. 90 episodes. 90 traditional episodes, I should say. Wow. It's, I remember when I first started. A lot of times I said, no, maybe it's time. Maybe I don't feel like doing this. But it is what it is. Thank you for joining me. Ladies and gentlemen, so long, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Break It Down with Brian H. Hit the subscribe button and turn on the bell so you get notified every time the Wrestling Realm posts new content.